through the fire, you're always speaking. And just a word has the whole earth shaking. Yes, our God, it cannot be moved. In a world of hate and vengeance, the word speaks of forgiveness. Yes, your God, it cannot be moved. Yes, our God, cannot be moved. Unshakable love, unshakable love. Your kingdom forever stands. Your love, it has no end. Unshakable love. The hope of our salvation, one breath in the dead awaken. Yes, our God, we cannot be moved. Full life is what you offer, it's not found in any other. Yes, our God, cannot be moved. Is never changing, and with all the earth is fading, His love will be our light. I can see that the day is dawning, and with all the earth is shaking, I'm right where I belong. I can see.
That was fun because I messed up the words because I was watching some people back here in the middle do their motions that they learned at VBS, and it was so fun watching these girls dance in the back.
And
thank you guys for singing and for dancing. That was so awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, you guys in the middle, it was awesome. Don't hide. All right, cool. Well, I'm Emily, and I'm excited to welcome you this morning to the Well. You can have a seat if you're standing. We got a few things to talk about this morning. One of them is that today we're starting a new series called Outward, and this series is called Outward Redefining Relationships. And every week for the next several weeks, we're going to take a look at a different relationship and what it might mean for us if we could look outward beyond ourselves to what that relationship ought to look like. So we're going to talk about our relationship with parents, with children, with an employer, with enemies, with neighbors, with your siblings, lots of different stuff. If you think, hey, one of these is not really for me, come anyways, because it's a lot of the things that we're going to learn can go for all kinds of relationships, not just the one we're particularly talking about that day. And one thing that we want to give you throughout this series is a prayer card. So hopefully as you came in, you got a bulletin, this guy here, and the prayer card that looks like this. And on the back are several printed prayers that you could pray for a parent or for a person who's like a parent in your life. hey, you could really, a couple of them, pray for anybody in your life. But every week we want to give you some of these that you can take home, that you can share, use yourself, or maybe you need, you know somebody who they really need this. You can take an extra copy if you want to. You can take a picture, text it to somebody of a prayer you think they might need. But sometimes it's when you don't have the words that you think you need, it's really helpful that you can read something that somebody else has written and use that as your prayer to pray for somebody. So we hope you guys will all get one of these. You'll collect them throughout this series, and you'll have a whole set of prayers that you can pray for all sorts of different people in your life. A couple of things that we want to call your attention to about things happening in our church inside our bulletin. One is Fam Jam, and that is going to be August 10th from 2 to 4 at our main campus. This is going to be an event for families, but really anybody who wants to have fun. It's going to be an afternoon with games and dancing, and just it's going to be an awesome time. We did this last summer, kind of kicking off the school year. We're doing the same thing again this summer. It's so awesome. So you want to bring your kids and mark your calendar. If you like to have a good time and you don't have kids, you can come anyways, because everybody will have a good time if you come to Fam Jam. It's awesome. Now, speaking of summer, summer feels like it's over. Some of us are ready for summer to be over. Anyone ready for summer to be over and send your kids away to school? And some of us are like, summer is the best time. I want it to keep being summer forever. That's my, might be where I find myself, even though I think my kids want to go to school this week. That's fine. But all summer long at the well, we have been collecting pictures. You guys have taken home like a well frisbee or a cup or the well logo somehow. And a lot of you guys, if you've traveled, have taken a picture of your well logo wherever you're at, and you've sent them back. And like as a person who like put these pictures like together, it was so cool seeing how far away you guys traveled and to know that people from here are going out to lots of different places around the world to have fun and to make a difference sometimes too. But we put all those pictures together, and we're going to watch that video right now. So if you guys will look at the screen, you might see yourself or somebody you know in there. That was fun. So I just wanted to point out that there was an overload of Kentucky, but I was not the only person that went to Kentucky this summer. And when you saw that map at the end, the little pins where people were, that represents more than one family sometimes. So we had more than one family send a Rocky Mountain picture. We had more than one family send one from the Smoky Mountains. And you laughed at the Bucky's pictures, but we had more than one family send Bucky's pictures of Well Logo, which was super funny to me. But yeah. All right, so that was really fun. Thank you for those of you who sent pictures in. Hopefully we got everybody's in there. This morning, we're going to stand up and say good morning to the people around you, and then we're going to sing some more. So if you guys will stand up and say good morning to somebody, tell them you're glad to see them.
When heaven was filled with his praises, one day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin, dwelt among men, my example is he. The Word became flesh and the light shined among us, His glory revealed, His living He loved me, dying He saved me, buried He carried my sins far away, rising He justified, freely forever. Oh, glorious day. One day they led him up Calvary's mountain. One day they nailed him to die on a tree, suffering anguish, despised and rejected, bearing our sins, my Redeemer is He. The hand that healed nations, stretched out on the tree, can lift the nails for me. He's living, He loves me, dying, He saved me, buried, He carried my sins far away, rising, He justified, freely forever. One day He's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day.
One day the grave could conceal Him no longer. One day the stone rolled away from
living, He loved me. Dying, He saved me. Buried, He carried my sins far away. Rising, He justified freely forever. One day He's coming, a glorious day, a glorious day.
It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise.
guys can have a seat at this time. Now we're going to move to a time where we give our offerings back to God. So if you're a person who considers The Well or First United Methodist Long Beach your home, this is an opportunity for you to give an offering back to God. If you're a guest with us this morning, we're so glad that you're here. We hope you have a great experience. You're more than welcome to participate in the offering if you're a guest, but we hope you don't feel obligated to do that. Will you guys pray with me as we bless our offerings and give them back to God? So God, this morning we come to you and we have worshiped you already in this place. We know that you are a great Lord over us. But God, that greatness means that you're offering us mercy and grace and forgiveness and your undying, unconditional love. And God, we're grateful for all of that. And so this morning, as we worship you, as we give back to you, we just pray that you would take these offerings and you would use them to do a good work through our church, God, that we might be able to introduce other people to who you are, not only here in Long Beach, but wherever we go. We're so grateful for Jesus and for the example that he is to us, the way that he came and gave his life away, that we might find our way back to you and be made right with you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Before he spoke creation, the God of heaven knew our names. Formed in his reflection, we are his glory on display. And his heart is good, he is always kind. With a cross he proved he is on my side. We are the sons, we are the daughters of God. No matter where we go, we're close to the Father's heart. And though we stumble, he will not let us fall. We are the Lord's and he will never forsake his own. We are the sons, we are the daughters of God. On us and called us children of the King. And in his love and kindness, he chose the lonely and the weak. And his heart is good, he is always kind. With a cross he proved he is on my side. We are the sons, we are the daughters of God. No matter where we go, we're close to the Father's heart. And though we stumble, he will not let us fall. We are the Lord's and he will never forsake his own. We are the sons, we are the daughters of God. Remind me I belong to you. And when I can't see past the dark of night, remind me you're always by my side. And when the lights speak, sons, we are the daughters of God. No matter where we go, we're close to the Father's heart. Hey. Though we stumble, He will not let us fall. We are the Lord's and He will never forsake His own. We are the sons, we are the daughters of God. We are the sons, we are the daughters of God. No matter where we go, we're close to the Father's heart. And though we stumble, He will not let us fall. We are the Lord's and He will never forsake His own. We are the sons, we are the daughters of God.
Thank you guys, you can have a seat. And Lori is coming on stage now. We're going to have a special time of prayer for our back-to-school people.
Hello. All right, there you go. Hi, we want to invite, if you are a preschooler, kindergarten, college student, if you're an adult going through college, if you guys, and if you work for a school in any capacity, if you guys would come join me at the front, and if you brought your bags, bring them on down. If you didn't bring your bags, that's okay. Yes. Hi. And hello. All right. Hello. Hi. And as you guys like are walking down, I'm looking to see if we've got, we do have some teachers. I don't know how the rest of you guys feel, but like, I think teachers are amazing. People that work in the school district have like, yes, yes. Like, it is not an easy job at all. I have two kids and I can't even keep track of them. Like, you guys get 30, or if you work for the whole school, you get like a whole entire school of kids. You have to know their names and care about them. And, oh, this is a lot of kids. I'm so excited y'all are here. Yes, and all of you guys that go to school, whether you're in preschool, whether you're in college, like, school's hard sometimes, right? School is hard. And we want to be able to support you guys in any way. So if you're a teacher, we want to be able to support you at any time throughout the school year. If you need something, please ask your church family. Like, we want to be here for you. And for all the kids up here who have families sitting out here looking at them, we want to partner with you in this school year. So if there's any way that we can assist you, whether it's through prayer, whether it's something that you need, like, please let us know. Because this right here, this is one of the most important things our church will ever do, is to support these guys in any way they need. So I know I'm going to get a little emotional about it. So we did, because who, I don't, maybe some of you don't like candy, but I like candy. So we have little bags of candy for our kids and our adults to take with you. It's got the Lord's Prayer in there. You can stick that in a notebook, put it in your book bag this year, put it in your work bag. But before we go to Wells Jr. or back to our seats, just, you guys are amazing, and we want to say a little blessing over you. If you guys want to reach out a hand, just get a little closer, whatever you want to do while we pray over our students and our teachers. Oh, come on down. All right. Okay, if you guys will join me in prayer. Father, thank you so much for every single person standing up here. Thank you for their unique gifts that make them especially how you created them to be. For every child, every teenager, every adult, please be with them as they start a new school year. Fill them all with fresh enthusiasm. Give our students hearts to make them excited to learn and grow. Cover them with your unending love. Give them confidence and grace, and equip them with the ability to keep going even in the hard times. And God bless the faculty members, the teachers, the nurses, the counselors, the administrators, with the ability to see each child for exactly who they are. Give them the gift of wisdom and understanding, and give them hearts to serve as this new year starts back. And God, bless the school bags and the work bags. These bags are going to be with them for an entire year. They're filled with the tools to teach and to learn. So let them know that when they put those bags on, you are with them always. We love you so much, God, and we're so thankful for you. Amen. If you are 3 years old through going into second grade, you can head to the back and we'll go to Well Junior.
Whenever I run, you come and chase me. Wherever I go, you're always there. Time I fall, you catch me. And when I hide, you hold me tight and remind me who I am. No high, no depth could take us from your love. No lie, no death could undo what you've done. The future and the past are yours. My life is in your hands. And all these things I know, your love reminds me who I am. You promised. I believe that you're strong enough to save. I believe that you'll finish what you started. And when I can't see the end, you remind me who I am. No high, no depth could take us from your love. No lie, no death could undo what you've done. The future.
Well, good morning. Now, I thought this was like a friendly congregation. Good morning.
Good morning.
Much better. I am not Ben Barlow, in case you didn't know that. I'm shorter and wider, and my twang's not quite as bad, but we're from the same county, so I still have a little bit of that. My name's Larry Hilliard. I know some of you, but some of you don't know me. My role is I am the district superintendent of the Seashore District of the United Methodist Church. Some of you have no idea what that means. In the six counties that make up the southern part of the state, we have 89 United Methodist churches. My role is to make sure all those churches have a pastor and then to pastor those pastors. And so that's kind of what I do. And so I'm just thankful for the chance to be here this morning to speak a little bit. We worship here as a family as much as we can. We do travel some, and I have 89 churches to keep up with. But it's just an honor to be here. And to kick off this series about relationships, and I really spent a lot of extra worry this week about, you know, this is a series, and Ben's got to do these next sermons, and I need to get it kicked off just the way that Ben would want it kicked off and all those things. And then I realized that, no, I'm starting it. Ben's got to get on with whatever I do. It's not that I have to do with what Ben wants to do, so that I can just do it however I like. Relationships. That's a word we use a lot, but I thought, you know, let me go see what that really means. And the definition of it is the way in which two or more concepts, objects, or people are connected. The way in which two or more concepts, objects, or people are connected. Obviously, we're going to be talking, or you're going to be all of us talking the next few weeks about people. But I believe for us, those of us who claim the name of Christian, for those of us who do our best to try to live like Christ would live, to try to please God, that any relationship we have has to be included God. That we have no two-way relationships, but all of our relationships have to include God. So there's always three as a part of that. And that to get the God relationship in tune with the people relationship is how the relationship becomes the best that it possibly can be. Now, I'm not a good, cool, hip, young preacher anymore, and so I'm about to go way back, but I see some gray hair out there, and some of you might remember this. When I was a kid, again, a long time ago, my father had a very unique remote control for the television. Any of you want to remind me, what was it? Me, right? Anybody else? You or your parents' remote control? Kids, I know it's hard to believe. TVs didn't have remote control. Most of us only had two or three channels that we could watch anyway. And so it didn't matter where I was. If I was in the house, it didn't matter what I would do. I could hear my dad holler, "Larry, come change this channel to the other channel," right? You know, it's not like it was that hard to do. But those TVs also, besides not having remote control, they would do this really weird thing. Every once in a while, there would be this black line that would come up from the bottom of the screen. And it would kind of come up real slow. And then it would just like flip, right? And it would just flip over. And your picture would just flip and flip. Any of you remember that? Yeah, right? And on the back of the TV was this little bitty knob. And it was always the same color as the back of the TV. And back then, the TVs were like this wide. So you'd have to lean way over to find it. And it was called the horizontal control. And if you would turn the knob just a little bit of the horizontal control, you can make it quit flipping. But then other times it would do this thing that was really odd, and that little black line would start in the corner of the TV, and it would go at a diagonal up, and it would kind of flip that way as well. You remember that? Nobody remembers that? Y'all have better TVs than we did in my family, but I promise it would. Right next to the horizontal control on the back of the TV was a button, a little knob called the vertical control. That's right. And so if you had the horizontal control and the vertical control working together just right, then you had a good picture. Now, some of you who are a little bit younger than me, for you it might have been the tracking on your VCR. Do you remember that? I have no idea what the tracking on the VCR was. I don't know what it was. I still don't know, don't understand, but it had to be just right. Some of you who are a little bit younger might even remember that there were times with your cell phone that if you were trying to call somebody, you had to hold it up, and you'd have to walk around and try to get. You don't remember that either, do you? I don't know what it is, but there'll be something one day when you're old like me. You'll talk about how bad it was. All of these things have to be in just the right relationship to get the best picture, the best signal, the best sound that you could get. That's what I'm talking about when I mean that our relationships have to include God. That we have a horizontal relationship. And the horizontal relationship is what I have with all of you. It's what teachers have with their students. It's what I have with my wife. It's the relationship that I have, that we have, with people on earth. And then for me, the vertical relationship is the relationship that we have with God. And then when the vertical and the horizontal intersect, that's where we're in good and right and pleasing, affirming relationship. And I think that's what we want to talk about these next few weeks, is how can we be in good, right, pleasing, effective relationships. We know that our world right now, I hope you know, that our world right now, we're not in right relationship with God. If you looked at the TV yesterday, and we're heartbroken, as I know we all were, about what happened in El Paso. And then if you turn the TV on this morning and heard about 9 other people shot in Dayton, Ohio. And in the midst of all of that, if we really listened, we could have heard that a mass shooting is described as when 4 or more innocent people are shot. We've had 251 mass shootings this year. We've had more mass shootings this year than we've had days this year. And there's a lot of stuff tied up in that. Don't worry, I'm not going political about gun control or mental health or all of that. I'm talking about right relationship with God. And that when we're in right relationship with God, then we're able to love each other more fully and more completely, and we're able to reach out to these people that are in pain, these people that are hurting, these people that are racist, these people that hate for whatever reason they hate, that hopefully we're able to reach out to them in the love of God and to bring them into the right relationship. So it's not just about us, but it's about the world. Anyway, so this should be a really good series, and I'm looking forward to hearing Ben preach about it. But I get parents. I don't know why I get parents. I am a parent. I think I'm a dad every way you can be a dad. I have stepchildren. I have biological child. And I have children who are mine but came to me through adoption. And I don't think there's any other way to do that. I love being a parent. I always knew I wanted to be a parent. Never was real sure about being married, but I was always sure I wanted to be a parent. Your mom's not here today, is she? Right. Okay, I didn't think so. Just double checking. I think my wife's traveling today, so that's a good thing. So Ephesians 6, 1 through 4, I believe is our scripture for today. Children, obey your parents because you belong to the Lord, for this is the right thing to do. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you, and you will have a long life on the earth. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger by the way you treat them. Rather, bring them up with the discipline and instruction that comes from the Lord. This word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Obey your parents. We don't like obey. We don't like that word just in general in life. We don't like to have to obey anybody. Honor. We can kind of do that, but we're happy to honor people as long as it's on our own terms, right? You know, we'll honor the teachers, we'll honor the children. Absolutely, we should do that. But then do we find ways to show that honor even when people are doing things that aren't popular, doing things that maybe we don't think is right? Fathers, the scripture I read this morning is do not provoke. But in many others, it says, fathers, do not exasperate your children. I decided to go with the provoke because one of my greatest joys in life is exasperating my children. I love to do that, Shannon. You know what I'm talking about, right, Shannon? We just love. I was doing dad jokes before dad jokes were cool, I promise. Obey, honor, raise them up so that we will have a long life. Bring them with discipline and instruction that comes from the Lord. As a parent, we're given the task to bring our children up in the Lord. As children, we're given the task to obey and to honor our parents. I want to take just a moment right now and say for some of you, parent, father, or mother is not a very good word. For some of you, you did not have a godly parent. You did not have someone who cherished you for the precious child of God that you are. You did not have somebody that you could feel safe and secure with. For you, thinking of God as a parent, as a father, you have to do a lot of mental gymnastics for that. The ability to become a parent does not mean somebody should be a parent. And if you're the child of one of those people, then I'm sorry. I'm sorry for you. I'm sorry for the pain that you have grown up in. I'm sorry for the pain you continue to have. But what I hope that you do know is that there are people and there is a God who wants to be the parent that you need, the parent that will keep you safe, the parent that will keep you secure, the parent that will love you, will accept you, the parent who will always be there for you, the parent who will never, never turn their back on you or threaten you. I was not aware of that. I had pretty good parents. My mom, fantastic. My dad was a dad, right? But when I got to seminary, one day in class, we were talking, and I don't even know what we were talking about. I don't know what class it was. But this lady just stood up. She said a word we don't normally say in seminary and said, "You all have to quit calling God Father. Because for me, Father is the worst word in the world," and began to tell us about how bad her father was. And for her, God was parent. I just offer that to you in case you feel some of that. For most of us, many of us, God as Father is great and wonderful, and we're happy to do that. But know that God wants to love you and be there with you much more than God cares about what you call him, because God loves us. So to be parents, we have to be a parent to follow the scripture who follows God. For all of this stuff to work, for the scripture to work, for the exhortations that we have from Paul, for what we have back in the Old Testament, the commandments and all of that, it has to work beginning with good, godly parents. Not perfect parents. Parents fail. We're flawed. We cause pain when we don't mean to. We at times even are selfish, and we put ourselves before our children. Not perfect, but people who are trying. So we obey God by obeying our parents. We honor God by honoring our parents. And we try to raise godly children, not because we want them to be something that we're just proud of, because we are proud of our children, but we want them to understand their role, their rights, their heritage as wonderful, loved, complete children of God. So we begin by being godly. We begin by learning the scripture. We begin by praying for our children. And we also begin by praying for our parents. We begin by loving our parents. We begin by trying to be as godly as we can be as children to our parents. And as these things work together, somehow in the midst of all of the mess, and there's mess, right? Right? Is my family the only one that has mess sometimes? No, thank you. One person's being honest out there. Thank you. In the midst of all of the mess, somehow, we grow to become the people that God wants us to be. Being a parent is a great honor. Being a parent should be something that's not entered to ill-advisedly, but it's a good, godly decision to make. Being a parent is probably the closest thing we'll ever feel to being like God. But being a child of a good parent, I think, helps us understand more than anything else what it is to be loved by God. I can think of times in my life when I just did stupid stuff. We're probably not supposed to say that word anymore, but I was just stupid and did things. And I remember how my mom always loved me through that. Doesn't mean there wasn't correction. Doesn't mean I didn't see disappointment in her eyes. It doesn't mean that at times I even, you know, was really much disciplined in ways I wish I wasn't disciplined. But I never experienced a time when I felt as if my mom wouldn't always love me, wouldn't always accept me, and wouldn't always have a time and a place for me. As I became older and as I began to learn about God, that helped me accept God's love, because there are still times in my life when I do things I shouldn't do. There's still times in my life when I know I cause people pain. There are times in my life when I know I cause God pain. But I'm able to accept God's forgiveness for me and God's love and acceptance of me because it was patterned by my parent. I hope you have that in your life. I hope you have someone like that. But again, if not, God wants to be that for you. God wants to show you how much he loves you, how much he cares for you, how much he accepts you, how much he forgives you, and how much no matter what you do, we can never make God not love us. That's good news. That nothing that we could do ever, the scripture says, will separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. So this morning, I just want us to take a moment, and I want us to evaluate where we are. I want us to think about your role as a child. Some of you are parents, not all of us are parents, but think about your role as a child. Think about your role as a parent. A lot of us, including myself right now, are what they call the sandwich generation. Are you familiar with that? we're caring for and raising our children at the same time that we're caring for our parents. It's the first time or the largest time in history that there's been a group of people like that. How are we being godly? Are we being godly as a child to our parents? Are we obeying our parents? Are we honoring our parents? Are we godly as a parent? Are we exasperating our children in ways that lead them away from God? Where are you in that? Our relationship with God is told over and over in Scripture as a parent and a child relationship. To pattern that, God has given us that relationship here on earth. He could have chosen for us to all just be born or hatched or whatever else and to just kind of grow and raise ourselves up out in the woods. But God's desire was that we have family. That we have family who love each other and forgive each other and care for each other. As the band comes back, as we get ready to sing our last song this morning, I ask you, how are you in the midst of that? Are you honoring God as a child? Are you honoring God as a parent? Are you loving? Are you obeying? Are you seeking to be all that you can? I hope this morning as we sing the last hymn, that if you'd like to pray, that you would pray that God would help you be who you need to be, what you need to be. And that may God give us all the knowledge of knowing that we have a heavenly parent who loves us fully and completely and who accepts us and always will. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Of love in the dead of night, you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good father. Can hardly speak peace.
As you go out, you do know that you are loved by a perfect father, by a perfect parent who wants the best for you. We hope you have a great week. Enjoy your back to school if you're going back to school, and we'll see you back again next Sunday.